Wednesday morning broadcast, JM in the AM. If you haven't yet given to our year-end fundraiser, it's fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. Give and give generously and help us achieve our goal. Baruch Hashem, the momentum for this year's fundraiser has been amazing. Let's keep it going at fjbunity.org. Today is day number 432 that our brothers and sisters have been held hostage by the enemy. 432. Make sure to pray for them and pray for our IDF soldiers. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky is with us live via telephone. I know that Chanukah begins 2 weeks from tonight. I get it. But Rabbi Kanelsky explained to me the other day that Chanukah really begins for those who are drowning in Chanukah like him at the minimum at Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Maybe even earlier, the truth is. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky of Bris Avram is with us live via telephone. Rabbi Kanelsky, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Happy Hanukkah to Nachum and Stacy, and happy Hanukkah to all the listeners.
So on the 10th of Kislev, you're already making sure to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah.
When we're saying the word Rosh Chodesh, means the head of the month. And any person, any child knows what the holiday of the month of Kislev is, the holiday of Hanukkah.
Yep.
Then already on Rosh Chodesh, we have the spirit of Hanukkah. We all not just going to buy the candles and the Hanukkiyot and the oil and the dreidelach, but we're already making orders for ponchikis, for latkes. We have to make all the orders before because we have to make sure we're all prepared in that spirit.
I hope that means your jelly donut order is in already.
I already distributed a few hundred jelly donuts.
So your yaitzah, if you eat the jelly donuts before Hanukkah, that's what I've learned from this conversation. Your yaitzah l'chol
adeis. That is, we have to ask big scholars and residents if it's a pihalocha, the yaitzah or not, or it has to be with jelly or with couscous, or it has to be dairy or not dairy. I am... We'll leave that to the scholar and residents.
Rabbi Kanelsky is with us live via telephone. We do have a lot to discuss. Hanukkah is on the way, and as you hear from Rabbi Kanelsky, he's already involved in the holiday of Hanukkah. But before we get started on Hanukkah, Rabbi Kanelsky years and years ago introduced me to a wonderful man, Danny Kahana, who became a great friend and supporter and enthusiast for the work that we do here at JM in the AM, and it's no secret, he was a tremendous supporter of Bris Avram and other causes as well. On the Rutgers University campus at the Chabad, they knew him very, very well. And this past weekend, he passed away. And his family obviously is sitting Shiva as we speak. And Rabbi Kanelsky, I thought it would be appropriate in this forum to just say a word or two about Danny before we continue with our conversation about Chanukah. I know it's hard to sum up your relationship with him, which was for so many years and such a deep friendship. But what can you tell us about his life that would inspire us as we remember Danny Kahana this morning?
In a few short words, as a person who started from nothing and always felt whatever he has is a tremendous gift of God, and everything that he has is again, thank you to God, and he always was the famous slogan from him, Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of God. His slogan was not just a slogan, but that was in really his deeds. And when he used to give tzedakah, he used to say, I'm not giving my money. I am just a distributor to God. God give me the ability, the schus, through me should come help to other people that are in need. Number two, he was a person that never, ever, ever wanted covered. He made sure that his name is not on any buildings, not on any place. He was hiding from that. He was always under the radar. As his daughter said by the eulogy, Danny was using a flip phone, not because of religion, but because he didn't want to waste money and things that is not necessary. He was giving silently to hundreds and hundreds of families that they should be able to celebrate holidays in the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hanukkah, Pesach, all the holidays with dignity and love. But most important, his connection to the Rebbe. From the moment that he met the Rebbe, he fell in love and he dedicated his entire life to do the Rebbe's spirit. And that has to do special with Hanukkah, to make sure to light up this darkness of the world with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. Is it Bris Avraham? Is it the JEC? Is it Chabad of Rutgers? Is it any institution that there is here in Israel or in Ukraine? Denny, together with his beloved wife, Varichas Yomim Mishonim Tevis, Claire, together, and their children, and they instill that in their children and grandchildren, that number one is another person. And he meant it this way, he lived this way, and when we light the candles of Hanukkah, may, as it says, Neir Hashem Nishmas Odom, the candle of God is the soul of a person. When we illuminate the lights of Hanukkah, let's remember that we are doing this at Hanukkah, Pesach Beise Ubachutz, outside, to help another person, to light up the pathway to another Jew. And through that, we will bring speedy the coming of Mashiach, because that was his desire, because that was the way the Rebbe taught him, and in this spirit, he lived his entire life.
And I will add, as I alluded to earlier, he was among the earliest significant donors to our efforts here, understood the importance of spreading the tradition and heritage of our great people through the airwaves, and I'll never forget that. And in addition, I've said this a million times on the air, I'm sure you remember, his acceptance speech when Bris Avraham honored him. What year was that Bris Avraham honored him? Do you remember when he was guest of honor? How long ago?
On the 18th annual dinner, we just celebrated the 45th.
So at the 18th annual dinner, I believe, and I've said this to you before, I insisted you get me a recording of it, you know, during the days when it was hard to get recordings of stuff. I think it was the most brilliant award acceptance speech I've ever heard. And one of the themes he spoke about was how his father never feared for the future of the Jewish people during bad times, but always feared for the future of Jewish people during good times. And of course, now as we go through what's happening with the war in Israel, etc., we have a greater appreciation for his words. The unity, the nachas, the togetherness that we are enjoying to whatever degree it is during these times is one thing, but he was always concerned about how one behaves toward the other during times of peace and tranquility. And that was just one of the themes that he mentioned during that speech. I'm sure you remember that award acceptance speech.
One very important thing I would like to add to that was the remembrance of the Holocaust, with his major always saying what many Holocaust survivors used to said, never forgive, never forget.
Right.
And then he persecuted that in the most honorable way. And when he dedicated anything in any place, he used to make sure, like the paroiches in our shul, it has on two sides. One side, in memory of the 6 million Gdeshim, and on the left, honoring the soldiers of IDF, of Israel Defense Force. That was, he was by himself a soldier. He fought in the 6 days war. He was a part of that battalion, and he always believed that we must have a strong Israel to make sure that the Jewish people around the world are safe and good.
I thank Rabbi Kanelsky for helping us remember the wonderful Danny Kahana, who just passed away. His family sitting Shiva. They should be comforted among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. JM and AM on a Thursday, on a Wednesday morning broadcast. And Rabbi Kanelsky is with us because it is Chanukah. I know it doesn't start until 2 weeks from tonight, but Rabbi Kanelsky would argue with the number of donuts and the number of Chanukiyot, the number of Chanukah menorahs that he's already been distributing and lighting, yeah, even lighting throughout the state of New Jersey, It is already Hanukkah, believe it or not. Rabbi Kanelsky, what is going on? It was in past years where you were at a different place each night of Hanukkah, and it seemed that that was sufficient. But now, how many menorahs, how many Hanukkiyot are there, and how many places is Bris Avraham responsible for that hundreds of thousands of people at a time are seeing the nes of Hanukkah?
At this moment, our schedule is that we started already and we continue. And I would like publicly to say thank you to the entire staff of Bris Avraham and to my Ashes Chayil, Rebbe Sternik Kanelsky, and everybody who is involved with that. The list is 140 places to light menorahs of Hanukkah.
Wow.
And according to the estimated numbers of the Port Authority, New Jersey Transit, the Haiva authorities, we're talking here over 28 million viewers will be seeing the miracle of Hanukkah.
Pretty amazing. Let's go through some of the high-profile places first. You are doing all the bridges and tunnels, right?
Let's talk about the most special place, the GW Bridge,
right?
That has 1 million travelers per day. 1 million travelers per day. And that was told publicly at one of our dinners by the executive director of the Port Authority. And I would just like to add how this whole thing started. In 1986, the Rebbe wrote to Bris Avraham a letter to the dinner saying that the job of Hanukkah, this miracle of Hanukkah, is the message is that when outside is dark, but Jew is always lightened.
Wow.
And the Jew spills out the light, not just in his home, but outside, and to make sure that everybody knows about this miracle of Hanukkah. And the Rebbe wrote in that letter that this is the job of Bris Avraham, to light up when somebody is dark and to make his life elevated with the lights of Torah mitzvahs. For years, we all wanted to do big menorahs, not just in a small city hall or big city hall, but how many people we're talking here. We looked about big numbers, and we looked about the Port Authority that is traveling, airports, bridges. It took me 15 years to get an appointment with the executive director of the Port Authority. And the appointment was given for only 5 minutes. And this is after waiting so many years to meet with him. And when he came to the meeting, he said, "Rabbi, you have 5 minutes, talk fast." And I said to him, I was waited enough that I could always speak slow because my English is not good. And I explained to him that every mitzvah that a Jew is doing is between him and God. There is only one mitzvah that a Jew is doing, and this is for somebody else. And that's the mitzvah of Hanukkah. And I said to him, "You know about Passover." Yeah, he says, the cold pies of pizza that Lubavitch is distributing. I said to him, "Yes, but this is matzah, not pies of pizza." And this is, I could eat the matzah under my bed and I fulfill the mitzvah. I could fast on Yom Kippur and nobody has to know about it. But if I come home late and my wife is sleeping and I want to light the candles of Hanukkah, I cannot say a blessing. Because the whole thing of Hanukkah is for somebody else. And therefore I said to him, in Russia, where I was born, my father tried to do every mitzvah that he could. One mitzvah he could not do publicly was the lighting of the menorah outside. Because if he would put the menorah by the window or by the door, that night he would start sleeping in Siberia and not in our home. And I said to him, you, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, then it's your ability to show the world that Russia fell and America prevailed. And America is giving freedom of religion. And we could put menorahs in every single place.
Oh, wow.
I said to him, my speech is short, and now I want to hear your response. And his response was, let me call the secretary, and she will write to your letter that I approve to put the menorahs wherever you want.
Pretty amazing. Teaching Hilchas Hanukkah to the executive director of the Port Authority. I like that. And now...
What?
I said teaching Hilchos Chanukah to the executive director of the Port Authority. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that very much. Now, okay, GW Bridge. Give me some other high-profile locations where people will see the Chanukiah this Chanukah.
The Lincoln Tunnel, the Gatos Bridge, the Bayonne Bridge, the Atta Bridge Crossing, Norgate National Airport will have 12 menorahs.
12?
LaGuardia Airport. I lit yesterday the menorah at Teterboro Airport. We started to light the menorah in hospitals. We had a university hospital in Newark. We lit the menorah at the New Jersey Transit Penn Station in New Jersey. Penn Station, New York. 42nd Street Bus Terminal. This is just a few places. Of course, all the executive counties and mayors and highways and et cetera, et cetera.
Will you make it down to the State House in Trenton, New Jersey?
God willing, I am giving the invitation next week in the Assembly to speak about Hanukkah.
And will you make it to our friends at City Hall in Jersey City?
Stephen Phillips' place. And we already lit the menorah by our friend Chris Bowich. We already put the menorah there in honor of his birthday. And the City Hall of Hillside, City Hall of Fairlawn. You name it, and we are there. In exactly one hour and 15 minutes, we're going to light the menorah at Turtle Beck Zoo in Essex County, together with the county executive.
That's great. Those of you out there who want to support the efforts of Bris Avraham, it's pretty amazing what Mikhailovsky and his family and staff are doing. And they do this every year. And the list of where you'll find these menorahs, these Chanukah menorahs, these Chanukiyot is just amazing. And you'll see many of them lit already, as Rabbi Kanelsky just described. You could be in touch with him and sponsor this great work at 908-289-0770, 908-289-0770. And, of course, brisavrum.org, brisavrum.org. Are you in some of the major malls out there as well?
Yes, we're going to light this Monday in Jersey Garden Mall, and I don't remember exactly the date next week. We're going to light in the Jersey City Newport Mall, and all the pet trains, Journal Square pet train,
wow,
Voltry Center pet train, together with the new executive director of the Port Authority. We're lighting approximately between 7 to 12 menorahs a day.
I hope you don't collapse on Zos Chanukah, Rabbi Kanelsky.
God willing. Hanoisen, we all say in the morning, Hanoisen Layoyev Toyach. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who gives us the strength.
It is unbelievable.
And thank God, I have a good partner in life, my wife, that next week we're going to celebrate our 43rd wedding anniversary.
Mazel tov.
And I have an unbelievable, thank you. And I have an unbelievable dedicated staff of rabbis that are running around and putting menorahs and making sure that the Simcha of Hanukkah is perpetuated and gives every Jew the light that we all need in such a dark world. As you mentioned, over 400 days, our brothers and sisters are in captivity. We will continue to illuminate the world with the nail of Hanukkah and show the world that in Israel, we are Jews, and we're not afraid of nobody, and we will prevail, and we'll bring the world to the ultimate redemption with Mashiach the King.
Amen. And there's one other thing I want to mention. With all the mall directors and Port Authority people and all those that you've spoken to, we know at this point, Baruch Hashem, that they appreciate what you're doing and understand the sincerity behind it, etc. But in these days, as we see the increase in anti-Semitism since last October 7th, at least in open anti-Semitism, I think it's important to make mention of the fact that the Hamon Am, the general people in the New York, New Jersey area that you hear from, are very happy that these menorahs are being lit and that these lights are flickering, or I should say are shining brightly on a nightly basis during Hanukkah. One might think, oh, this is not the atmosphere to go and do Persume Nisa. And just the opposite. I think you're hearing from plenty of people who are not from our community necessarily, who take great pride in the fact that that menorah is lit. Am I right? Am I too optimistic, or am I right that that's the general feeling out there?
The general feeling is that they are so appreciated. We're talking anti-Semitism, and one of the greatest places, unfortunately, is colleges.
Right.
Yesterday, we lit the menorah at NJIT.
Wow.
NJIT is not a rabbinical school.
Right.
It's a college in Newark.
Right.
And we lit there the menorah. We're doing this there for over 10 years. And yesterday, the Chabad rabbi in NJIT, Rabbi Minsky, was there with me together with his wife. And the president of the college said so much thank you. And let me tell you one more thing. Last year to the dinner, it was just 2 weeks after October 7th, he wrote a letter on the stationery of NJIT as the president that he is supporting Israel and he is against what happened and he will not let in his college anti-Semitism.
Wow.
And here you see that the candles of Hanukkah are changing the spirit and the life of presidents of colleges and presidents of hospitals and every single place because they see that light will prevail darkness.
Rabbi Kanelsky's available if you'd like to sponsor some of the amazing work they're doing for this upcoming holiday. 908-289-0770 or brisavrum.org. And Rabbi Kanelsky, even though it's 2 weeks in advance, let me wish you a Chag Urim Sameach, a Freilichen Chanukah.
And a Lichtiken. And may we celebrate this Hanukkah, actual Chav Hei Kislev, in Roshuaim Erakedesh, seeing the menorah being lit by Aaron HaKoyen with the coming of Mashiach.
Amen. Well, we're going to start with me because Bezrat Hashem, I will be there for the first night of Hanukkah. So we start with that. One at a time. One at a time we get there.
Thank
Bezrat Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Kanelsky, and happy Hanukkah. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.